Alrighty, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Now, if you have just joined us, you're chilling with the baddest in the room. The way that you move is so nice, Amanda. So, hello, hello. How you doing? We're doing the most. And as always, umnandi. So, but how are we starting our Saturday? How are we doing this really now, to be honest? And baddest in the room is how we are going to start it. And we are doing this because we can, because, that is in the room. The way that you move, let's go.
I'm too shy.
What am I supposed to do when your body's calling? Having that type of view. And it's time to play with something so special. Know that I'll be a fool. It's too fat, know just what to do with it. Control it. I'm in the middle of a party, and all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shotties, but you make it easy to choose. All men and men wish they could break it right next to you.
Oh baby, bring it closer, I know just what to do.
You're the baddest in the
room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on. I'm five shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. And your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shorties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer, I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room, the baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on. Focus on you.
The baddest in the room.
10 shots in right now, not that one is you.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Only 2 minutes, I'm catching up with you now.
I should be on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
bay. Nisho baba bant, oban bon. Lenting am now, mangi bon. Kulu leg, so kupuga seth. Ngegu kule wet, endo kulu kses. Yeah, unkulunkulun kul vel. Ogo tu kuleg, uze kuleg. Sizes koko, ibo mkul, yeah. Uzo bau koko. Okay, cool, let's. Intlizi izo zimitin. Strupel, mazo ito isa toiletin. Sugar, usang super, mas vugel, wang vusel, was vugel, was mugel, this stuff suck.
Facts, ya bona banta ba understand.
Uti mina na we were meant for each other. We talibambi sande sun, hamba na, siyo nani bilo peche ya. Wale mshabeni, tanda lumpena, utola gali. Kutu kutanda, wena, itala, kuya ni mistake. Ugutena nguwe, ugutena nguwe, ngunani ya mi milkshake. All my life, ngusula mloki, nengifisu kumbona nguwe. Uwe, tali mame.
To Mela, the woods and the menana, send me to pop on.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economy?
We ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down. Still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down.
Still love, still love.
To have ever even shared a single page, even if the ending never stayed the same, I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change.
and all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear you saying, remember, I gotta give it time to the wounds I healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel until don't understand the right or dead, no. Yeah, never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down. See, oh,
what you love me is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in, for the way you held me down. I'll never understand. No matter what road we chose, no matter the highs and lows, still need to let you know to count on me. I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much. There ain't no bad blood. It's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but our both lovers never know. And now I hold you down. Still all it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I will hold you down.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero. By Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober.
You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line, when they turn on the lights, it's time to call
it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips.
You had one
too many drinks,
trying to run away from home. They like
Miami getting lips
on a Sunday,
getting lit.
I pray you
make it back,
cause when
September comes around and the leaves are falling.
Take some time now, get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a
morning is.
Better wake up
before you lose out on it.
And I ain't got no pride to save you.
Oh, my woman.
I just want you inside to give you
all my loving.
You're losing your soul.
Hey, call it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips.
You have one
too many trips,
trying to run away from home.
Sunday like Miami, get you live.
On a Sunday, get lit. I pray you make it back, cause when September comes around, and the leaves are falling down.
chemical, freezing cold. Your temperature's low. Standing at the door, wanna love you before you get below zero.
One last time I get to see your face, knowing you won't take your love away. Looking over your body, telling you to give me a sign. Standing right here waiting on you to open your eyes. Oh, could this be the last time that I get to hold your hand? I'm breaking down, I hear you telling me to be a man. You know I wish it without you. How could you leave me alone? I'm going far away, cause without you there's no home. Oh, so tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. Tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you. I see your face every time I close my eyes. I feel you with me when I
close my eyes.
I'm holding on, I'm about to lose my mind.
Can you help me?
I hear your voice every time the crowd clears out. I'm on the stage, but I'm stalling out. I'm in the deep end, I'm sinking now. Can you save me? Oh, feeling all this pain inside, I need something that can heal me. Girl, my heart is getting cold, baby.
Can you hold me?
Oh, and don't let go. Oh, baby, hold me close. I don't know where to go, cause without you, there's no hope.
Because you are everything to them. You are everything in their lives. And they cannot do anything without you.
Said, bartender, I need one shot whiskey, two shots of pain, and a dash of some memory. With life's lemons, I made lemonade. Does it still taste the same if I mix it with some Hennessy? Dreams of being young and unafraid, but I love somebody and it drained all my energy. Ooh, and I thought that love was magnificent. I remember being 7 years old, thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 27, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises made me this way, I swear, I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence? What if I wake up alone?
bartender, happily ever after. Why don't I see it happening? Yeah, bartender, have you ever been in love with someone but terrified to settle in? Remember I was young and behaved, but I hurt somebody and I couldn't find out anything. And I thought that love was like medicine. I remember being 7 years old thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 29, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promise you made me this way, I swear I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence? Cause I don't wanna be rich and cold, I'd rather be rich in the fire. I don't wanna wake up at home. Maybe I'm sick and tired, or maybe I'm just getting old. I'd rather have you They say the older you get, oh, the wiser you are. I should be wiser by far, but I feel more like a child now. Ooh. Heaven knows I'm a mess. Ooh, but there's still some time. Build us a sunshine inside of this hourglass. And I hope that it's with you when I say, bartender, one shot of whiskey, two shots of pain, and a dash of some memory.
Can a man be so blind that this vision can't be mine? Cause the shore won't draw the line when water rides in with the tide. And for once I am drifting, but not on my own. And now I'm right where I should have been, here with you all along. I put me in the lead. All those nights I was weak, I gave up while you held it down. You're still here, but I know that your heart's getting cold. I'm holding tight, it's getting real now. Cause I can't lose. Cause I care for you. Sometimes I don't ask for help, and you don't wanna open up. And when you see my tears right now, you want me to clean them up. All these hateful words, using them to stab me, even though it hurts. You can throw them at me, baby. It takes a man to admit he messed up, but girl, you gotta be fair. Cause I can't lose. I put me in
I was weak and you held it down. You're still here, but I know that your heart is getting cold, it's getting real now. All these hateful words, using them to stab me, even though it hurts. You can throw them at me, 'cause I can't lose you, baby.
That you were starting to feel it just the other day. I was so determined, but I couldn't. No, we are not going with that mood today. I know that you guys are seeing a lot of death notices and they are also just flooding your emotions, but we are not going that side. Sorry, Garukako, we are doing this one. As we are doing these kind of things, this one, what's that? We're doing this kind of thing. We're doing that mellow hip hop that's coming through like this way. We can just feel alive. Let's feel alive, guys. Let's feel alive. Listen to the words of this song and tell me, does it resonate with you? Hello. Hi.
What if
God did it?
What if I had never been blessed beyond limits? What if I was always depressed and not living? What if Squad at Campus Kalin was unwritten? And all I ever had to reflect was Bob Dylan. Josiah just decided to rest and not finish. Sia wasn't up to the test and not winning. Shabalala said in his head he can't hit it, but Frit is all relative-ish. What if Tyler just decided to wait? What if Keenan couldn't stomach the hate? What if Bull the Love had never been saved and still in love with the game? And Talatalo he fade. What if Eminem had stuck with the 9-to-5? If Chester wasn't playing in 95? If Philemon, my singer, was called offside and Doctor was injured, would you have ever seen Vodka fly? And Brenda Fussy wasn't obsessed with show business, and all the win he wanted was checks and more children. And Costa said, you niggas correct, we're not women. And Jabba didn't fuck on your vest, they can't Sibbins a son. I stand steady on business and everything that I've done. I can't imagine Madiba not being a prodigal son. I left Gomani with vision and now I'm back as a young. What if what if I was young and ginger and not chief? What if I was never prepared to love me? What if I was thinking of death and not peace? Cold heart, living with fear and can't breathe. What if I didn't move with the north side? If I had a problem being cool with a horse ride? I couldn't do what we all like. If I never knew him, wouldn't go on my toes from. And all our time was, it missed me. I'm focused on my daughters and my son and they miss me. If Zuma wasn't part of the big three, if Solomon Matango had quick feet, if Tico ain't decided to give me a gift, you gotta think about it. What if everybody tried to forgive? If I had not inspired a generation of writers to celebrate, I'm a lang of a quit. Last 10
be now.
Alrighty, today we are showing gratitude. We are showing gratitude. The attitude of gratitude is a necessity. It is a necessity, 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 because we're trying to make our lives exciting. We're trying to know what makes life a little worth living, man. Just small, small joy, man. Whereas we just need a few antidotes here and there. We just need a few doses of just droplets of a little bit of enyanyo. Come on, joy. Yeah. Oh. This is what we're trying to go for today. So initially we had started a conversation on Wednesday. Thursday. Okay. Sorry. We had started a conversation on Thursday about how to make our lives exciting. And for the life of us, right, we have not finished our list yet. And the reason we have not finished our list is because we had so many people that came through with a lot of insight towards the conversation. And our last conversation was last night at 12 a.m. Mukatikusiku, 12 midnight, with Wayne. And that was an insightful conversation about missing the older version of you. And this led me to think that many of us, maybe, just maybe, we live in a world where we are so fixated on what we used to be, but we don't think about the turbulence that we went through when we used to be who we used to be. We only think about the good times. We only think about, it's like an ex. This younger versions of ourselves is like an ex. And I also heard something that said that, that the only people that don't want to get old, and the only people that don't want, right, to look their age, to represent their age, are people that have nothing to show for their age, to be honest. And that one slapped, ne? Because every time I check, right, every time I check these ones that want to be younger than they are. No, but I don't look old. But I don't look old. But you're old. Your ID doesn't lie. You are old. I don't look old. It's most probably because there are things that you have yet to achieve, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, financially, that you are supposed to have achieved at your age, you feel, right? And I'm just saying, So now you want to act 24, but you are 36. Why? Because 24-year-olds are apparently responsibility-free. They are what-what-free. They are what-what-free. And you want to be a 24-year-old for the rest of your life. Because, I mean, come on, I look 24, but you're not. So what do you not have that a 36-year-old should have? It could be even stability, just mental stability, Genga. Like, I'm just stable within myself and my mind. I'm just good. Hey, maybe we don't have that one, because that one is also a mini nightmare, and it also kind of drives us crazy at some point. So we are talking about the wonders of life. We're talking about the things that can spark that, ignite that fire within us to keep us alive. You know, if I had money today, I would have been in Swakop by nighttime. I would have been at the beach today. I would have been laying on the beach and picking up seaweed and, you know, questioning my life and, you know, having my person there, most probably talking like, guys. I'll go for silence, and then he's talking the whole silence. Guys. Him is talking the whole time of silence, man. He's talking. I'm like, let's just meditate. He's like, okay, let's meditate. But he's talking through the meditation. So it's like a guided meditation by his questions. Like, yeah, so what are you thinking about now in your meditation? I'm like, say, please. No, we are meditating. I'm like, No, but let us have the attitude of gratitude. And the attitude of gratitude for today, we already started with attitude of gratitude the whole day, but we are going into Friday again. Ne? Done for me. This one is a beautiful one. It's a bora and a half, this one. This one is your 2025 episode of your life. You play this on good times, bad times, all the times. You play this one, and you stand with gratitude, okay? You are the child of the Most High. You deserve all that beauty, that love, everything. You got this, man.
Tell me why they envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see.
not in our hands. It's in God's plan. No, no. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan.
I'm standing strong, they fall under me. Won't let them knock me down off my feet. Too many times I fall on my knees. Try to take the wheel, almost drove off track. Although take the wheel so I won't look back. Oh, see who I'm like, as I did. God, they cool. Tell me where, while them meditate, yeah. Potation, potation,
I was down low, but you saved me.
I know all these them for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go.
Not in our hands, it's in God's plan. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan.
All the evil are lacking, people are searching. Short life, heaven closing that curtain. Man, I could have been dead and gone 6 feet, but you saved my soul. I saw my conquer, it's permanent. It got you to more than we'll go infinite. When all of the shoulders cold, you bring me peace like home. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can nobody dim this light when you're on my side? Took an interest in me, now it's double, double. Come and see inflation. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can nobody dim this light when you're on my side? Bring the UV light for my testimony. I know fit to explain now.
I know all these done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me.
Tell me why.
Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan. I know all He's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me.
Tell me why.
Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy.
Every second that I look at you, you're perfect to me. Every little moment that I spend with you is so amazing. You're my weakness. Don't you ever go, I'll always want you. I'll go to war, I would always love you. About the past, I will always treat you right. You're perfect to me.
Let me love you now. Let me hold you now. I've been sitting wondering, I can make you mine. I can love you right. Baby, you're my everything.
Let me love you now. Let me hold you now.
I've been sitting.
mind is floating. I wanna be where you are. Oh, don't you ever go. I will always want you. I'll go to war. I will always treat you right. Oh.
Ake konjenga So true. And win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your SmartPay card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $34.99. 750ml quality select cooking oil for just $29.99. 100ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just $16.99. And 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder, now only $29.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
I need you to take jahi, babe. Sin is kati, babe. I need you to take your time. Masina jahi, babe. Sin is kati, babe.
Afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. That was CC with Umnyanga Zalimbera. Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about little things to change your life, to make it more exciting, you know? And, we have come up to number 12, right? We've got like a series. We've come up to number 12, and just for those that have not been with us this whole time when we started at our list, it is number one, start your day with a blank piece of paper saying, what would you do different if today was your last? And then number two is wear something bold, wear something beautiful, wear something that gives you a lot of confidence, wear your wedding dresses. Wear your wedding dress! What is this? You buy a very expensive dress for one day, wear your wedding dress. How? Sissy, wear your wedding dress. If you still fit. Because marriage has a way of, I don't know, it does things. But wear your wedding dress, wear your thing, my dear. And then number three, take a different path when you walk to work. Hey, take a different path. Take a different route. Drive differently. And then number four is drive and park your car. Hey, you drive it there at venue, and then you park it there in that parking, and then you walk to work, wherever work is you walk. You could try it. These are all just ways on trying, right? And then number five is take public transport. Take public transport, especially if you already don't take public transport on a regular basis. Take public transport and have the experience. And I advise you guys that don't sit in public transport talking about your private transport. Ha! Don't go and talk about Orange Rover and Orange Rover. Just go and sit in the car and have that taxi experience. Sometimes you just need to go back to where you started in order for you to be grateful for where you are at, right? Be grateful for that range. And then take pictures of things that catch your eye. Things. It could be the Windhoek. It could be the Heineken. It could be the USave. It could be the Voerman Brock. It could be, you know, it could be the IUM. Take pictures. All right. And change your workspace. Change your office. Change your bedroom. Change your house. Rotate it. And I know you don't like to clean, but make it a point. Okay. And start collecting something that you often thought that you would collect one day. Start collecting something. And for me, I collect flowers. So when I see flowers that catch my eye, I press them in a book. I press them in a book, and then at some point I'm going to put them in frames, and then I'm going to put my pictures inside these frames, and I'm gonna spice up the whole entire wall. It's going to be like a catalog. It is what it is, but I have to gather enough flowers. So when I see a blue rose, I buy it. When I see a blue rose, I buy it, and then I press it in the book like flat, and then it dries up flat, and then it is wonderful. It's beautiful. And then 10, or 9 actually, make it a goal to talk to at least 5 strangers. You know, hi, how are you? How have you been? Like, not even how have you been, but how are you doing? You know, I'm a stranger, but I made it a bucket list thing. And then number 10 is compliment somebody. And complimenting somebody is very good, but don't give them basic compliments like "you look nice." What about me? Does it look nice? Like, no, you're just overall well put together. Then say that. Don't say "you look nice." Say that "you are so put together. I like it. You look great because you're so well put together." You say that. "I love your shoes. They sit well on you." Compliment. 5 compliments. You will see that life is beautiful. Take a class and learn something new. Go and learn how to do nails. Go and learn how to massage. Go and learn how to braid hair. Go and learn how to make soap. Go and learn how to make massage oils. Go and learn how to do foot scrubs. Go and learn something. You know, learn a skill. Go and learn how to be a carpenter. Go and learn. Go and take a class. Yeah, go and learn how to dance, okay? And eat lunch at a different time. You guys all eat lunch at 1 o'clock. Even in your houses, you eat lunch at 1 o'clock. So eat lunch at a different time so that you can just spice up your routine. Make a lunch and bring enough for 2 people. So you bring 2 lunch boxes to lunchtime there, and you enjoy that. When you enjoy that, I'm telling you, just imagine you go to work, but you make 2 lunch boxes. When you make those 2 lunch boxes, you're going to have a friend. You're going to have a friend that is capable of talking to you and capable of having a good day with you. So make 2 lunch boxes. And then give yourself a challenge. This is number 14. Give yourself a challenge. What could this challenge be? Maybe it's to find a lower car insurance rate, or talk to someone you secretly admire and get a big kick out of little victories like these things. Okay, so try that. Give yourself like a challenge. Which me, I'm going to find a better insurance company. Me, I'm going to find the lowest insurance company. I'm going to go through all of them, and this is just going to be my mission. Because we are content. Sometimes we are so content with certain things, we don't even realize that we are ripping ourselves off. Nice, ne? It's nice. You every day you don't have money, Marakanti, you are paying times three premiums there somewhere. And number 15, read about a topic that's completely new and interesting to you. Completely new. I'm not talking about you are reading about politics because you like politics, what. No, go and read something else. Go and read about pollination. Yeah? Go and read about pollination. Go and read about breast cancer. Go and read about tuberculosis of the spine. Go and read about corneas. Go and read about dental decay. Go and just read something. I know it should be interesting to you, but I believe that interesting to you means that it is something familiar. So how about we cut out the interesting to you and we just read. We read and then we understand it. And then that's it. Go and read about the depression amongst pilots. That one will get you to stop forcing your kids to go to aviation school. Talking about pilot, pilot depressed, pilot. I'm just joking, but I'm not joking. I'm just not trying to make the pilots feel bad. If you're already in it, you are in it, Mara. Check your mental health there, pilot school. Check your mental health, okay? Start a conversation with this interesting thing that you went to read or with this thing that you went to read. Then start a conversation about it. It's always fun to share a new passion, especially if the other person gets excited too. So you started reading about how people make beer and you go and sit with your friend and then you just tell him about it. Of course he's going to be excited. It's like, what? We can do this at home. You know, in other countries, people brew their own beer at home. And like, it's beer, not beer like Otombo. No, beer, not Otomboti things. Beer or beerara. Eh? So imagine if you started studying that. Studying beer making. It would have been exciting, Lily. Eh? You guys would take these breweries out of employment because out of money, we take the whole market. And this market is going to be amazing because we are going to be winning. We are going to be what? We are going to be winning. Ooh la la. So, and after that, learn 10 new words from a treasurer and then use them all twice during the day. Ha! Maybe I'm sick. I'm just a dork. Yeah. Maybe I'm just a dork, but I get excited about stretching my vocabulary. So how about we try enhancing our vocabularies and utilizing the words that we learn to actually, you know, branch out when it comes to the way we talk, to expand, you know, and I think that it could work. And then number 17 is practice mindfulness during a boring activity. During a boring activity, it must not be above a boring activity. It must be during. It must be that time. It must be that time when it is really boring. You practice mindfulness. And that will also help you a lot because then you'll be like, hey, nafangande shuva kucha. Or residuals are the todiringini. So the number in studio, ladies and gentlemen, is 0832888401. That is the number in studio in case you would also like to tell us about you and your life and how you make it exciting. But for now, who is rubbing on your ex booty? I'm just asking for, I'm curious.
So complicated. Can't recall my mornings. Everything is faded. Maybe this is karma. Definition of JD. This stays on my mind. This stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm cold and then the next I'm tripping. Oh, with somebody new, I swear she don't deserve it. Oh, it's still on my mind. She's still on my mind. And we build it up, just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who's getting on my love, who's getting on my love? Tell me who.
my nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down, no. But tell me, ooh, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals?
Said it feels mutual.
It took some time to realize
I'm different people.
And love is blind.
I see love is blind.
Can we build it up?
Build it up.
Just to let it wash away.
And tell me that I lace you up.
Lace you up.
Just to watch you run.
That is wearing me down, no.
But tell me who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residual.
My dear, you know, I've never, I don't want to say this, but I've never been a fan. Sorry, guys. I've never been a fan. I've never been a fan of Bob. You know, I believe that he's iconic. I believe that he's iconic. I believe that he was most probably a nice guy and he was most probably sending a nice message. You know, maybe it was nice. Maybe his journey was nice. Maybe it was nice there, but I have zero interest in Ubob. And it's not anything different. I just like the backstory of other artists better. For me, you know, I don't even really know his story. I just know it's Bob Marley. Like, yeah. The king of reggae, better. Like, I don't know. That's it. But I like these guys though. These ones are my guys. These ones. Maybe because they were street kids and then they just decided to do something with their lives and I'm inspired. You know? Did I ever say how I feel about you? And then we're going to go to the house. And then
did I ever say how I feel about you?
Think I never found
that easy to do.
Things that you do don't need to be heard.
You know your actions, babe. Hey, they speak louder than words. I've got the power. Bring me your cup.
From the golden child.
When you empty, I'll fill you up. We'll drink it down till the sun comes up.
I'm heading home like a steamer chair to the floor in the driveway. My head is aching.
Let's go. And my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst only you can satisfy. I got the fun. Bring me your cup.
Pop the golden jars.
When you empty, I'll fill you up.
We'll drink it down to dinner soon.
From the
open,
when you empty, I'll fill you up.
We'll drink it down
till the sun comes up.
You know what? I'm feeling all kinds of nice today. Umnandi, so I'm feeling nice today. I'm feeling chill today. I'm feeling and I'm feeling like I'm gonna go on live. I'm gonna go live today. So catch me on Facebook. I'm gonna go live, and then we are going to, I don't know, we're going to, you know, just continue with our list, because how well you guys are struggling, and so am I. Oh. So are we, so am I, me and my ancestors. We are also just struggling to make it a little bit exciting here in life, because how, it's so mundane, it's so routine for us to just be here. Okay, we go to work, we go to school, we go to work and we go to school and that's it. We take care of our kids. Sometimes we go to parents meetings, sometimes we don't go to parents meetings. Oshimoshiri rough. Okay, so bring me your cup.
I've got the pot, bring me a cup, pop the golden jars. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. We'll drink it down till the sun comes up. I've got the pot, bring me a cup, pop the golden jars. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Down to feel the sun comes up.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife, ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utungaraka vahupi. Onetwe kaimwe, okufutarumwe, okuinyengarumwe, okujapandali. Fio papa, ndauka. Onda pumga onetwe kaoyo, hai jira jira, ya fange. Omafikwa amwe, ohandi streaming. Omafikwa amwe, ohandi popi. Omafikwa amwe, ohandi ningaishe, poshikanto shimwe. Pamwe na parateza, oenda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, omakwata fanone data, momkaro wiri, mwana parika okutuma kutumaraka, okustreaminga, no kudenga pamwe na parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always, always hotel, parates.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Took a hard left, but we're alright. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right. So nothing's ever gonna move it when the bones are good. The rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same.
are you building your foundations? Are you guys building your foundations on a thing that is not really, or foundation, I'm asking for a friend because I know that a foundation, when it's being laid, and then you put a tent, and then you put in oshamende, that one is the foundation. Maravele, are you guys even putting any tender in your thing, or is it just going to crack a little later? Because if you build a good foundation, right, then we can rebuild and break down and rebuild and break down this house, but the foundation still remains the same. Good afternoon to you that have just joined us. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. If you're joining us on Facebook Live, we are here. Auntie gained weight, but yeah. We're going to the front. And it is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking most now about a few things, right, that can spice up your life, because I realize that you guys' lives are boring. And my life is also boring, yeah, because it's just routine. Even on quiet time, you must be with someone, eh? You must be with someone when you are on your quiet time. You must be with someone in your solitude, and it defeats the purpose, I understand. But we have a list here that I'm not saying that you must follow the list. I'm just saying that if you want to follow the list, there's a list. Eh? There's a list, because there's nothing new under the sun, guys. There's nothing that you are experiencing right now that somebody else didn't experience. You are a liar. You are not the only one that has had financial trouble. I think I'm talking a bit fast. You're not the only one that has had financial struggles. You're not the only one that has had, you know, love problems. You're not the only one that has had emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual problems, especially there by spiritual. You guys are thinking that you are the only ones that are bad luck. You're the only ones whose ancestors are not coming through. People's ancestors are not coming through because there are a lot of things that are wrong within your lineage. Eh? This just, you are using somebody's surname that is not supposed to be the surname that you are using. And you ask questions, right? Why is my life not going well? Well, maybe it's because you are supposed to be a Nikwatasheni. Instead, you are Jones. Now the Nikwatasheni ancestors are like, yeah, but she wants to be a Jones. So let's see if the Jones are going to help her, because there's something weird about the Joneses. Anyway, so let the Joneses help her. And you are scrummaging through the wreckage. You are scrummaging through life. You are going through life with a struggle. They don't want to kill you. They just want to teach you. Sometimes the lessons are a bit too extreme, but they want to teach you a lesson or two. And then sometimes it's your ancestors. Sometimes just you. Sometimes you are just the bad guy. Sometimes you are the one that is not following protocol. You are the one that is going around hurting people's kids. And you are the ones that don't understand that us, when we go to our grandfathers, we don't go to our grandmothers anymore. We go to our grandfathers because our grandfathers are full of vengeance. They're like, hey, who's doing this to my granddaughter? We don't go to our grandmothers anymore, because our grandmothers, apparently, they just bathe us in herbs. That's it. Oh, just cleanse your spirit. That's it. Grandfather is like, repercussions, repercussions, please come, consequences, please come, so that we can deal with this young fella. Where you said he's where? I know he's in Windhoek. Okay, give me his name and his surname. Let's write it on this piece of paper. Let's burn it. And then after that, Oshirai, life is not just lifing anymore. You're like, I don't know, ever since I left the matriarch, it's just not, I don't know what's wrong. He's like, I know what's wrong. I told my grandfather. That's why, I think at a certain point in your life, you might just grow up and grow out of certain things. If you grow out of these things, then not a lot of bad might follow you. Maybe it's generational curses that you guys are facing. Maybe it's just that the spirit of poverty that is following you and your family members. Now you don't understand why you have the best marks, eh? And you have the best whatever, but you're not picked, you're not taken, you're not even considered, because how can we consider you? You have a spirit of poverty that is following you. And you don't recognize these things. You don't recognize what is going on in your family. You don't recognize what's going on within your lineage, because you have no interest. You don't even speak your mother tongue. At least If you, like with me, at least I speak my mother tongue. It's not my fault I don't speak my father tongue. That one is not my burden. But at least I speak my mother tongue. You guys don't speak your parents' languages. You guys don't know your great-grandparents, even just by name. You didn't have to meet them. You should know who they are. Straight. It's just there. Who's your great-grandmother? Or something. You know, just, yeah. Not even pingana, my dear. Nekoto. I'm just saying, right? That. Sometimes all this bad luck that we are talking about out here, all this badness that is out here, sometimes it is not as deep as we think it is. Sometimes it's just a matter of settling down and really honestly thinking. You can't think while you're asking your cousins. You guys can't be sitting together and be like, yeah, Mara, what do you think is really wrong with us? That's not thinking. That's brainstorming. Brainstorming happens after you have figured out what the problem is. You can only fight your opponent when you know who your opponent is. Now you guys are just throwing fists in the air. Hey, all night. Who are you fighting with? You guys don't even know who you're fighting with. The only person that can figure out a fight is the person that knows. What happened? What happened? Joseph, what happened? What happened to what? I'm even, you know, I've become really good at this thing. I can even read fast now. Joseph, what happened? Okay. So we have been talking about how to make our lives a little bit more exciting and what are the few things that we can do to make it a little bit exciting. Now, for those that are joining us from Facebook, I'm sure you guys have missed the conversation from Thursday, but we are at number 17 and we're not going back. So if you have missed class, please go on to our podcast and start on, you can do the whole week, guys. What are you guys doing? It's not like you guys have money to be drinking anyway. So listen to the podcasts, all right? Just download the app. It's the Eagle FM app. You download it and then you go and listen to the podcast. You go and listen to the shows from Monday all the way until today. You just listen. Then you will have the food for thought that we are talking about, but we will continue. So number 17 is practice mindfulness during a boring activity. So practicing mindfulness during a boring activity is basically you trying to stay focused even though you are bored out of your mind. Our lives are a little bit boring because we are also aging, and with age comes a new, it's a new territory. And one of my kids was asking me yesterday, Wayne, he called in and he was asking about, why we changed so drastically. So now I'm 34, right? And the 34-year-old version of myself is not the same as the 24-year-old version of myself, because the 24-year-old version of myself was more relaxed. It was more nonchalant. It was more exciting. Adventure. Yeah, exciting. Going out. Umnandi. You know, nice things. You know, going out. You know, waking up in Paris. Okay, not waking up in Paris, but you get the drift, right? You get what I mean by it was a little bit more carefree. And 10 years is a long time. And what happens with us, especially when you have the question of, have I changed or I miss the older version of myself, right? What usually happens is an overconsumption of information. And also being alive long enough to see what happens in life. And also we are at the stage where we have dead friends. We have dead friends. We have dead colleagues. We have dead co-workers. We have dead neighbors. We have dead people. And not everybody's death has been a natural death. Not everybody's death has been a death where we can say that, no, they just went to bed and then they just woke up dead. You know, because sugar. You know, it's not like that. It's where we as individuals make decisions, and sometimes our decisions, they kill us. That's why you find that a lot of us want to ask questions of what happened. And we don't ask questions of what happened. I know that you guys are all saying that, yeah, we are all curious. We just want to know, you know, because this person was our friend. What happened to them? We just want to know. But the truth behind it, or what I deem to be the truth behind it, is that we are all asking the question of how did that person die? Because we are trying to avoid the same death. We're trying to avoid death. And that is what living is. We are all just trying to keep ourselves safe and keep ourselves from dying, because the truth is, we might be ready for death, but we're not really ready for death. Nobody wants to die. No one. No one. Even the person that is, not unless this person is extremely tired and the person is what, and then at the last minute they let go and they let God and they allow, you know, the process. But most of us, we are holding on to our lives for dear life, my dear. We are holding on. Fats, flabs, stretch marks, and rings. All of it, we are holding on with all that might, all that strength that we have from our fat legs. We are holding on. We are holding on to dear life, because life in itself is a gift, and it's exciting. And not exciting. It's a gift, man. It's nice. It's nice to be alive. Don't you think? It's nice. So if you think that it's nice to be alive, say hala. Just, you know, you can say hala, you can say hey, you can send me a high five there on our Facebook Live. You can send that high five. Mara, it is a pleasure to be alive. And that is why we tend to want to know what happened to other people, so that we can do a little better within ourselves, so that we don't make the same mistakes other people have made, like drinking and driving, you know. And with the drinking and driving thing, yes, that's terrible. Also, one thing that I also pointed out yesterday was the fact that many of us are born here in Namibia. Many of us will die here in Namibia. Many of us take the same route going home, going anywhere. We take the same route every day. We can say that it's petrol prices. Okay. But even when your car is full tank, brother. Karina! Hey, girl. Thank you, hala at your girl. Even when your car is full tank, you still don't take a different route. Why? Because you said that it's petrol that's stopping you from taking a different route, right? And when your car is full tank, you still don't take a different route. So what's the problem? The problem is that we are so accustomed to routine. You used to travel from Windhoek to the north using the Namtuni Road. When you grew up and you bought your car and you decided that you're going to be driving to the north as well, which road do you take? You take the Namtuni Road as well. You can have all the excuses you want to have, but the truth is that you spend your whole entire lifetime without exploring Namibia, without exploring your motherland. You don't get another home. You, without exploring your motherland, and then you want to act brand new, or you want to act funny when people from other countries, they come and explore your country for you. You don't know, that there's an Omakange. Yeah, Omakange Gate. You don't know. You don't know because apparently that road is boring. But you've never been on it. You've never been on it. So you don't know. Maybe there are new witches there. Maybe there are new ghosts. Yeah? Maybe there's a structure now. Maybe there's a Kandingosho there. Maybe there's a service station there. You don't know. Because year in and out, you are taking Namtuni. Then you complain about, red line, Go a different route. Maybe the other ones, maybe on the other side, they are sleeping. How? What's your problem? And also, We don't explore. We don't see nothing. We don't know anything about Namibia at all. And I am not embarrassed to say. And I think I will say this. I will say this until this man shows me another exciting thing. Because it took me getting to know this man. You see how routine life is. It took me getting to know this man. What is this? Every time I think of it, I'm like, ah. But in my defense, it's because I don't drive. So I don't know driving things. We just take okabesamos. So, I've spent my whole entire life not even really fully knowing where Itosha is. And on our way to go back home, right? Come back to Windhoek. He decides that let's go through Itosha with the kids. We went. Ha! I had more fun than the children. Yeah? Plus me and the giraffes. Ah! It's so beautiful here. Wow! It's me. I was the most excited person in that whole entire car. The kids were like, because it's a long drive, right? The kids even fell asleep. Me, I was wide awake throughout. Hey, I wanted to get out even to take pictures. I took pictures at the chair before we got in. But you guys get the drift. And many of you guys will die without ever going through it. You guys buy your baki. Your baki is for nothing. Your baki is just okututomiti or samende, and that's it. And then when the structure is finished, okay, so I understand that you are saving your car so that you can go and build your home there. I understand. And then when the structure is standing, what happens? The structure is standing, then what? Your car is for okututa or Mbira. It is just to gather burrs, and help people with their weddings. What? What is your car for? If it's not for you to entertain yourself and to enjoy. Many of you guys get killed by your cars before you guys can even experience your cars. There are so many settings inside your car that you don't even know you. You don't know them because one, you don't read the manual. I don't know. Maybe you don't know how to read, but don't read the manual. And also you don't explore the car. You don't even know that the guy is, have you ever, I heard a story about a guy that chulilad. What is chulilad in English? Adam. Okay. In English, it's what? When the car sinks into the sand, when the car sinks into the sand and it can't get out and you need to put in a four wheel drive. That one. So this guy is a whole Range Rover with a four wheel drive, and then he gets stuck in the sand because he didn't activate the four wheel drive. And the worst part is that the person that showed him how to activate the four wheel drive. Hi from Zambia. Hi Edgar from Zambia. Is a 15-year-old boy that came to press a button and the car just went zzzz. Ano. Come on. But it's because we must don't want to really learn anything, do anything. We are just out here, just trying to exist. Stop trying to exist and get to know the place. Get to know the place. The place is a nice place. This, you know, when you ask foreigners, they say things like Namibia, eh? Namibia is very nice. And you were nah, you've never seen nothing. You didn't go to Popa Falls. You don't know where Zambezi is. You don't know nothing. You just know Koambo, eh? Just know Marinda, eh? Oh, we're going to Karasberg. Oli, oh, Singer, eh? Oh, we're going to Kobabes. Matrix Pakombe. You only go to drinking activities, crayfish, to go and drink with my friends. And then you guys go and die on your way back because your friends are drinking and driving. Ow! Don't make good decisions because your life is boring and everything, every bad decision is apparently exciting. What's wrong with you? Can you change? Do adult things. Go to the museum. You don't even know how many museums are in this Windhoek city, but you lived here for 20 years. Ever since you came from the jungles of Ovambuland. Ever since you came from the jungles of Ovambuland, the jungles of Tsinsabes, the jungles of Epukiro, the jungles of Luderitz, the jungle of Walvis Bay. Ever since you came from those jungles, you've just been in one space, but you don't even know how many museums we have. Museums. I say museums because museums are free. You guys are struggling with dates. Eh? The girl doesn't want you. Why doesn't she want you? Because you are not exciting. Why are you not exciting? It's because you can't even think outside of the box. When you listen to Matriarch, you're just waiting for a joke. Ha! Even on a Saturday, we might just be joking. You are not funny. You're not funny. You're irritating me because you're not moving forward in your life. You're not even getting a girl to like you. You're not even getting a guy to truly like you past the talking phase because the things that you want to do, listen to and train, you must pay. Only. Eh? Not that it's good. It's bad, but how many times are you guys going to be going to bars? Only. Eh? How many times are you guys going to eat out? Are you not fat already by eating out? Eat. Go to museums, guys. Go to all these beautiful artifacts that are put outside here. You guys have lived in Onthea all your lives. You guys don't even know that there's a music museum. Eh, you know nothing.
Nothing. Toshipa service I am a penduken.
Jeje. Tolengisaj. Tolengisaj, mani. You are embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me, man. Because I look up to you guys. I look up to you guys and say, which I know my listeners, my audience is broad. My audience is capable. And, you guys, even just a simple date. You say, which yeah, but Megrea, we need money. Hey, the museum is free. You need taxi money. You say, you don't say, I'll come and pick you up. You say, let's meet there. Yeah, let's meet there. Then you guys have a nice thing. You make bread. Yeah, you make bread with a nice a tomato in the hood, bruh. It's like 50 cents or a dollar. It's just one tomato. You only want one. Meme, please. I only want one. Yeah, you make bread. You go with a little kayang basket. Yeah? And you go and tell this girl. You can't even tell this girl anything about the museum because it's also your first time. Oh, what's wrong with you? Ha. Huh? You can't tell her, yeah, this is Samuel Maherero, you know, what he did, and yeah, you know, did you know about the genocide? Yeah, like me, you don't know nothing. No, man, change! Hmm? Change! There are museums in every single town. There is something that is historical in every single town, but yet you guys don't use these opportunities, right? To enhance your knowledge, to enhance you. Because a person that has interests is interesting. And that is how you find this one guy with a gang of chicks. Why? Because he's interesting. You cannot even get one. Ha. Ha. Guys, change, man. Not even one. You find someone in 10 stable relationships. One, they are celebrating their 4-year anniversary. The other one is 3-year anniversary. The other one is 2-year anniversary. The other one is also 3. 10 stable relationships. When are you are struggling to just maintain this one. But it's because you are not utilizing, eh? If you had a chance to do one thing, eh? For one day, and tomorrow is not going to be a day. What would you do? Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Chomi.
What would you do? What would who do? You like to ask people questions.
I like to ask people questions because people are very, how? If today was your very last day, right? What would you be doing today?
For what?
Last day of being alive. How very?
Oh.
Menir.
In my case, Oma Nona, Oma Ru. You think I must go to church or what? It's too late. No church.
So you say on your very last day, you are going to be doing Oma Nona, Oma Lord. What else?
That day I will also drive 300 kilometers per hour.
What's that?
I will go ride the bike.
Then you die before your time. Okay, proceed.
Oh, yeah. It's better. All those things that I was scared of doing. I'll do them that day because now the fear is taken away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But then what's stopping you? What's stopping you from living out your best life today?
No, because now I'm scared. Now
scared of what?
I have family to raise and all those things.
But what if you are not actually going to die on the day that they said that you're going to die and they were going to give you a chance because of a second chance because of the way that you're living today? Then what?
I'll go open a case.
A case against God?
See, my shit's very dangerous. What if I took out all my money in the bank?
You most probably did. You most probably did. But why would you take out your whole money like this man? At all.
So I can go give it to my family. Not my relatives, to my family. The relatives will come take it. Then your children get married.
Why don't you just get a will, bro?
The will also. Oh. You know relatives have ways of manipulating things. Even with a will or not. Oh, I don't trust black people.
What's happening, Ezimo?
Yeah.
You're not even embarrassed to say it on radio.
They are not trustworthy.
They are wild.
Small tragedy here. Then they are thinking already. Oh, so I was driving that car. No, it's the car key. I was talking to a cousin of mine, and my uncle was very sick at the time, and in his last day, so he went there with his auntie, my uncle's sister. This, my cousin is telling me, this woman is just asking me, hey, where's the other car? So we can take him to the hospital. So the car is not fine, this one. And the other one? No, it's just a metal. Now maybe we can get that metal. Can't you get it?
Okay, so we are going to get the metal instead of taking the person to the hospital. So we are first going to go to the garage, and then we take the person to go and die.
And then she takes the car, not the person, she takes the car, Then they can send the person so that she can be taking the person to the hospital. But first, the first thing is the car. Then the person dies the next day. Akwanezimo for you.
Akwanezimo for you, my darling. Akwanezimo for you. They are wild.
So, yeah. I want to go take all my money in the bank. Even the couch, everything in the house must go to a storeroom. When they come there to mourn, there is nothing.
Tony, like, why? Why are you this person? Like, why?
There's a one car gambling.
Okwangi ka dane jackpot ini maisho kwa ina ndifa monani. Sati kantu beke pipu nje iyo plastic.
Yeah.
It's wild. okay.
Yeah.
So how do you make your life exciting?
At home with my family.
At home with your family?
Right now.
No, in life. Like
yeah,
in your
life.
Life
I am. In life I am. Not with relatives.
Okay, but what's your problem with relatives?
Because relatives are so many and I'm
relatives change. Relatives the, change. In, that's why I keep saying, the, that in, if you guys are going to get married out there, right? Get your own thing. Yeah? Because relatives go flip on you.
In the midst of them, there are many that are not for you.
Yeah, militia. They are militias.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are just there in the midst among the good ones that are there for you. So it's very difficult to see.
That's true.
Because they are just dragging along the good ones.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you on that one. So what are the few things that you do to make your life exciting? Tell me about it. I watch Showmax. You watch Showmax.
I watch a series that I recently started watching.
Bel-Air.
You should watch it sometime.
Thanks,
you know?
I'll watch it.
I wash my car myself if it's not very dirty.
Okay. You know? Those are exciting things. It's you take different exciting. Routes when picking up your wife from work?
Only recently.
because yes. She advised you. Yeah, I like your wife. And what
usually,
else?
And then I talk a lot of stories with my wife, you know. I advise her all the time.
Your wife told us that she wants solitude.
She wants what?
Solitude. She wants to just be quiet for a day, apparently.
No, we can go be quiet.
How can you guys be quiet together in January? Okay, but...
You know when there's no money, then it also brings quietness.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. But you didn't really give us anything. What is something that's exciting that you have done recently? Because the issue is that most of us are looking at our lives and we're looking at our lives as if they are stagnant. We are moving and progressing in terms of being an adult, in terms of being a parent, in terms of being a husband, in terms of being a person that is a contributing member of the society in which we live in, right? But that internal fire, that internal zeal, to keep things moving, is not there amongst us. Many of us are asking, is this it? You know, are we okay? So we're supposed to go to varsity. We're supposed to get the degrees. We're supposed to start working. Then we're supposed to give birth to kids. And then we're supposed to have homes. And then we're supposed to have cars. And then we're supposed to take care of our parents. But is that it? Is okay. That's it.
Let me give
so
you.
So how do we give it that fire? How do you give
let me,
it that fire?
Let me give you the download.
Okay.
From the beginning, when you don't have any first, you can't really make your life fun apart from in the immediate surrounding you are in, like watch TV, you know.
When you don't have what?
When you don't have finances, there is really not much that one can do if you live with your parents. There's not much that you can do to do all those fun things that you imagine and dream of. You are limited. You go ask the parents, hey, I know can't have 30 money grows on trees or what?
Yeah.
The electricity is not paid yet, and so forth and so forth. Now, when you are now independent, you move out and you're on your own.
Yeah.
You can now start, you make now your list of things to do. It works out better that way. So you don't end up doing too much of this, then you don't fulfill all other obligations that are vital for day to day living.
You people are smart. You people come here. You guys have swear. You guys are smart. So what is on your paper? Or at least tell us what was on your paper to keep your life exciting. How can you be advising us, but are not really?
No, me, I'm in the process of writing a new paper because I realized that I need a paper. Need a paper again, you know, because
what was on the other paper?
On the other paper was the days for going out and chilling, you know.
Wait a minute. So you're like, Saturday is for chilling from 7 o'clock to midnight. Okay.
Yeah. Even if it's sunrise, it's no problem because these days I'm off.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you have to budget your fund, that are putting in consideration your work. Because it's financing your funding.
Yeah.
This day, next week I'm going to travel. You know, where am I going for December?
Mm.
All those fun things. What am I going to do to my car? Maybe I must buy new rims. My new clothes, like shopping, it's also a fun activity.
Yeah, burning through money. Yeah, I hear you.
These people, they don't have nice fun anymore. Or I don't like their way of fun. Who must I include when I go have fun? Who is a nice person?
Me, I'm a nice person.
Yeah, because when you're going to have fun, you are spending money.
The problem that I've recently figured, right, was that as a 34-year-old, I'm more anxious to go out because I fear that I'm going to go and die there.
It is we used to share the same sentiment. I used to be like you at one point in my life, right?
Now you just can go out.
Where I will just stay home and poiki because my list changed most now as time goes on. Ah, but it's not nice because you also see what's happening in the newspapers. I wrote accident. Oh, I had this one of traveling. Let's take it off.
Mm-hmm.
What can we substitute it with? What was I going to do there? I was just crying. Okay, and swimming. Then we go to the swimming pool, you know, instead here in Windhoek. And then we will cry. Then we'll chill at home and we'll drink juice and water and all those things.
Mm.
Yes, music, and you put the projector outside, you watch your movies outside. Yeah, it's fun.
Mm.
Because of fear of what is outside.
Mm.
Yes, but now I've learned that there are good places that you can go, which are not
with adults, with an adult ambience.
Yes.
Okay.
So now I can still go out and do all those things. But now the problem is you're going out is determined by your family at home.
Mm.
And the children, who's going to be with the children? So what time are you going out? Oh, all those things.
Mm.
Are all the other expenses paid? Mm. You didn't bring your papers from school. Why did they say they had school?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
All those things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear you on that one.
You check
for me, page. I'm very bored in that life.
Mm.
Yeah, that one is very boring for me now because I've been doing it for a long time. It was exciting when it first started.
We must write our papers starting today. I'm tired. We must start writing our paper tomorrow.
Mm. So you are admitting that you are someone I know.
It's an activity that we can do together. Whether we are together or apart, each one does the activity. It's an activity we do together.
Best friend.
We know each other.
Best friend, David.
We know each other. The matriarch.
I am Twishy.
You know the very first day I called in the radio.
Hey, what happened?
What is the name? Is Demetria.
Demetria. You guys were breaking my name from the beginning. I'm a very strong person, you know. The way I didn't leave you guys. You know, I could have just changed my name, but I chose to stick to my guns. Kucha, it's the matriarch. Whether you guys break it or you don't break it, whatever. Eh?
This it girl will... from Angola or what? Demetria. Hi. But they just stuck around like... Regardless of the name, it's fine.
Yeah.
We'll just change it to Maria or something like
Navia?
That.
Maria? No, man.
The Matria. Let's make it Maria. Shevkirangogo. Or D or something. Like I wasn't bothered with the name. But it's something that I thought deeply about. No, I was just checking in. It's been a minute.
Okay.
To greet the nation at large also. And to tell them that to take care of themselves, because this last days of the year, I don't know what happened in our ecosystem.
Wouldn't we say that these last days of the year, right, are more also because our roads are congested to some degree, because we are all so boring, we take the same road to the same place year in and year out. Do you know that most people don't even know the Omakange border, not border, but you know, post, you know, gate. They don't know the Okaukweo gate. They don't know that there are 60 ways to get to Ovambuland.
Yeah, very much true.
Yeah, and all of them are just using the Namtuni. So then when you get there in December, there are 20 cars in front of you because everybody's using that route.
The problem comes in now. People bought cars and they made wrong choices when buying cars. So now their choice only leads them, can only allow them to take that one route.
That's not true.
Most of the other ones have bad road or they have gravel road.
Somewhere
in between.
And the guys with the buggies? Because we all know
many of them. Us with the buggies as we are going. Any road as we are going.
No, man.
But you with your Mercedes Benz.
Does the Omakange road have potholes?
No, it doesn't.
Hey, so what?
It's long. It's long. Now you have your V10 car and you're going to take 400 kilometers longer or 200 kilometers longer. It's going to finish your petrol wise.
But they said most petrol is not a problem.
I know. Then as we are going.
Then they have no excuse, right?
Yeah, no, as we are going.
Yeah, then they have no excuse.
But the ways are many. And,
yeah.
But I also don't want to use the congested road as an excuse because all my life we have driven that road with my family and now it is me alone with my new family. And the road is fine. It is just patient. The road is perfectly fine. Ongiwenya, even now, it's a very good road. It is just we need to fix. Oppo, leave the alcohol if you are going to drive. You will arrive and you go drink. It's fine. That is all. Just those two things.
Okay.
Because now it's that time of the year where the clients are now busy. There are a lot now. This bus driver, he doesn't have another one that substitutes him. He's coming from the north and he's still going back to the north today. So all those things are factors.
But also, it could just be boredom. There's nobody. There are certain people that have not actually thought about taking a different route at all. They've just never thought of it. They don't even know that there are different routes.
And you don't even need to know the road because Google Maps. Our country,
is dope.
It's almost 100% covered with
Google Maps. Like you can go anywhere.
Yeah. And your Google Map, is, it will take you.
And even if you don't have Google Map, my dear, you can also just read the signs.
There are signs all over.
Yeah, 20 kilometers too.
The country is nice. The country is nice. Oh.
Mm.
I only say the niceness when I come back from other African countries. Like, wow. Wow.
Yo, this is hectic. Oh.
Sure.
This is wild.
Then I can finally breathe even.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, that's pretty much it, the matriarch.
Okay.
The matriarch.
The matriarch. Thank you so much.
Okay, I know it's the elections or on the rule there are just political parties all over.
Vene, you're so dramatic. Yeah,
they are giving their papers through the car window. I'm like, whoa, you want to bring for me, you. People will go say I was somewhere.
Most probably.
Take your paper out. I understand, say, that is good.
Which people will say that you were somewhere?
the ones that I support.
Oh.
I support many people. So now the day I go to this one,
they'll say we saw you with a paper.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, what?
All right, bye.
Perry Nauer.
Matuakaini. Mundu NJ. Ciao, ciao.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the steps of excitement in our lives. You know, it's sometimes there. It's Saturday and English doesn't want to English with me. We'll English now on Monday, okay? Just we'll English on Monday. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick breather and we are going to Friday it on a Saturday. We have one.
I'm too shy to. What am I supposed to do when your body's calling? Loving that type of you. And I tried to play with something so special. Thought that I'd be a fool. It's too fat, know just what to do with it. Control it. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. And your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they come with them right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move. I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now and all I see is you. Focus on you.
The
in the room. 10 shots in right now, not a one is you. Don't you dare try and reappear after you already got me standing here.
I can't believe you'd come in me looking for a little bit of sympathy. Like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hybrid. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This is a song you better get through your head. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did that Marlboro Light. Said I'm giving you up, the same way I did the whiskey all night. Said it's all so tough, you turn me to a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up, the same way I did when we lay out in the moonlight. What the hell are you thinking coming round to visit? Completely uninvited, messing with my brain again. You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting. Your existence showed up when I thought I'd finally end. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again. Cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in. Cause I'm giving you up, just like I did the Marlboro Lights. And I'm giving you up, the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turn into a man but don't even recognize. I'm giving you up, the same way. You'll be my first priority. Cause baby's been wasting love. I did that Marlboro Lights, and I'm giving you up, the same way I did the whiskey on ice. And it's all so tough, you turned me into a man I don't even recognize. I'm giving you up. Hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we resume class, so we are talking about a few things that can help you, man, make your life a little bit more exciting, because, well, how? It's boring. Eh, we have spoken about it, So for those that want to call into studio, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. And we continue now with, okay, practice mindfulness during boring activities. Just be focused. You know, just be focused on the boring activity. Just be focused. Just be mindful when you are bored. Yeah. Practice that one. It will give you a little bit of adrenaline. It will annoy you a little bit, but any emotion is a good emotion. As long as you are feeling something more, even if it's annoyed, it's fine. And then count risks. Number 18. Count risks, Vati. See how many smart risks you can take throughout the day. Smart risks. Smart risks are that one of, no robot risks. Eh? Don't take robot risks. But smart risks are guy where you say you're like, maybe if I can put this one here and then I put this one here, maybe it's going to work out. It will give you that rush. today I did a risk. All right. And number 19 says, say yes to everything. Hi. Say yes to everything, but don't tell anybody that you're saying yes to everything, because somebody, others will take advantage of you, and we don't want that. We don't want people to come and take advantage of you. We're just saying, say yes to everything. So if somebody asks you like, oh, so where you, like, would you like to come with me? Yes. Not like to come with me home like that, but you know, say yes. What you gotta lose? Child. say yes to everything. And number 20 is commit random acts of kindness. Be kind. Go out there and be kind, please. And stop taking videos of people that are going through things and then you guys want to come and make it seem like, I'm a good Samaritan. I'm helping. I'm a good Samaritan. No. No, don't do that. Just do kind things for other people simply because it's what you want. And don't do it for show. Don't do it for likes. Don't do it for clout. Don't do it for the gram. Don't do it for the Facebook. Don't do it for that. Just do something nice. Pick up somebody, help somebody carry their bag, you know, buy somebody a cup of coffee, you know, acts of kindness. You know, say excuse me when you're passing and say I'm sorry when somebody is feeling down and tell them that they're going to get better. Encourage somebody. Be kind to another person. It will make you feel better. It helps. It helps that boring life of yours. It helps because it gives you that feeling of I'm here. I'm here in this world and, I matter. And even if it's not a big deal, there's somebody that smiled because I made them smile. So. Random acts of kindness. Assist. Go to your neighbors. You go shopping for $5,000 food. You've got too many bribe bags. Now you guys have to have a party because you bought too many bribe bags because you found them on sale. They can't fit in your fridge. Give the bribe bag to the neighbors. Hi. I bought too many of these. It's closed. It's sealed. So here. Here is for you. Acts of kindness. And then... Number 21. Hello, matriarch. Hello, Eagle FM. Hello, hello. Hello, Eagle FM. Hi. How you doing? Alrighty. So, bet on something. Now, this one is not encouraging gambling because you people are taking it very, very far with this betting thing. You guys are taking it very, very far. But bet on something. Bet on anything. On anything. Bet on something. And don't bet your whole salary. Don't gamble. Because if it's your whole salary, that's gambling. But if it is at $10, bet on something. Bet on something so that once you start taking a few chances like that, right? It might just, it gives you that adrenaline and that something to look forward to. So I'm not talking about bet on something that's happening now. Yeah, it can be, but you can also just bet on something that is a little further on within, like, next week. I bet you next week, our colleague Dangula is going to come with a yellow dress to work. You bet. And then you wait for Friday. When you wait for Friday and Dangula comes with a yellow dress and you're saying bam, but also don't take bets that you know you're going to lose. Like, what is this? You want to be a loser? Don't be a loser. Be better. Be better. Be better. Be better. Be better. Be better. Do better. It is what it is. Okay. So, and number 22 is, if you're single, set up a dating app. Set up a dating profile. If you're single, you go, there are so many dating apps now. You can go and meet the love of your life. Kanti, she lives in Paraguay or wherever. And she's just on a dating app somewhere. So try it. As long as it's not costing you, you know, dinero and stuff, try the trial runs, you know, and as long as it's not, if you have the money to pay for it for a subscription and whatever, why not? Do it on the account that is less active. The one that doesn't have your money. The one that is not the one that you will be worried that somebody hacked, you know? Because it's not everything that is on the internet that is clear cut and it is direct and it's precise. But eventually you can try these things. And then also, 23, ask someone to come out to play. Come out with me. Let's go out. Let's go and hang out. Let's go and chill. So what would you like to do? Where do you go? Then you would see places and people that you haven't expected to see. I remember, like, best friend went out, I think it was a weekend ago or two, and he went to go and play pool. And he says that coming home was an extra mission because people have not seen him in such a long time. Everybody's like, are you still here? Are you still here? Are you still here? And I was like, that that is exciting. That's why you need to go out. As for me, I'll stay in silence. Solitude. Mm-hmm. Kids are always willing to jump around, get messy, and get their blood pumping. So if kids are capable of this, then how come we are not trying to be a little bit more childlike? It's not childish, it's childlike, right? Because children are the happiest people that I know, and they basically have nothing. They have nothing because you have everything you give them, right? So how about we try a little activity of being childlike and jump and go and have fun? You guys are having those strong trampolines, those strong ones, and not the ones with 400 kg limit, right? But you've never jumped on your trampoline. You guys are having a pool that is covered in your house, and you guys don't even open the pool up so that you guys can have a nice Saturday. Your braai stands, ne? You guys keep old furniture there at the braai stand. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, every time I think of you guys, I'm like, what's wrong with you? You try so hard to get to the suburb that you've always wanted to live in. And then when you get to the suburb, right, you are not even enjoying it. You don't even enjoy the views. You don't even enjoy the walks. You don't enjoy the street. You don't enjoy anything. You move to Avis to go and be sitting inside the house, left, right, and center. Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you like this? Go for a walk. How? Yeah, go and see the scenery. You worked hard, Dan, to go and live there at Avis. And now when you're at Avis, you're just in the house. You know, ne? You make me tired. All right. And number 24 is learn something new during all your routine activities. Learn something new when you are gymming. Learn something new there, because those are routine activities that you do. So learn something new within your routine activities to make your routine or to break your routine a little bit, but you are still within the confinements of your routine. So when you go to the gym, learn a new exercise, because you guys go and do the same things. And that's why you guys look very fire. I'm so proud of you guys. And also for all the girlies that dress up to go to work. You guys make me proud. For all the girlies that wake up and do their face beats. For all the girlies that are doing their hair, their nails, they are taking care of themselves. I'm so proud of you. In case nobody told you that you look amazing, in case nobody told you that we see the effort that you put within yourself, and we are proud of you for loving yourself, girl. Girl, I'm here. I'm saying, wow, wow, wow. Even today she has lashes. Wow. It's so nice to walk into a space, right? And find somebody in their workspace and they look great. They put in effort. It's not because they are a secretary, but they literally put in effort. Kucha, there's glitter on their eyelids and it's very nice. Love that for you. And number 25 is going to be the final countdown of our list over here. But before that, I would like to say goodbye to the Facebook people. Bye. I'm going to say goodbye to you guys, because you guys don't want to download our app and you guys want to enjoy all the benefits of having Elizabeth in the background while you guys are doing your things on a Saturday afternoon. And I'm saying, Kucha, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to finish off my show here on the radio, and you guys must just download the app to catch the rest. You guys must download the app to catch the rundown, the summary, and also number 25. I bid you guys on Facebook farewell. Ciao. Bye. Alrighty. And for you guys that are still here, I love you guys so much. You guys are my people, man. You turn into a man.
I was good for you. You were bad for me. I was solid ground. You were broken wings. I gave you love. You gave me pain. You gave me hell. I gave you grace. I was good for you. You were bad for me. So I could hate you. It sure made things easier. But that ain't changing what we're not and what we were. No. I gave you love. You gave me pain. You gave me health. I gave you grace. Oh, do I still wish you call me? Call me. Call me, call me. Why do I still pray you care? I was blind to what I didn't wanna see, and I knew all along that you were gonna leave. So why do I still wish you'd been the same?
Time for my friends, no time to chit chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms, I'll always be. Each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Day and you flipped it around, calmed the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
you've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be. It's like each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me.
You give me love, I give you back. You give me this, I give you that. One time, oh yeah. Although you will, you are the one love. If I leave you, now you are go run back to, yeah. I go run back to you. It's wrong for you, baby, I'm going away. Your love is true, I know you'll always be there. I'm coming for you. If I mean you say far away, yeah. I told you tomato. If I don't go, now you are gonna come back to, yeah. I go come back to you, you. Cause it's just for you, baby. I'm going away. Your love is true, I know you always be there. And I'm coming for you, baby. I'm going away. Your love is true, baby. You always be there.
Maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Oh, baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I die fighting to you. You're a mystery. I've traveled the world and there's no other girl like you. No one. What's your history?
What's your history?
Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and lie awake every day. Don't know how much I can take. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero by Friday!
He is our favorite artist next to Loiso, please. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, today is Saturday and let's go.
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time is slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lines, it's time to call it in.
Hope I'm still on your mind. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips.
Tryna run away from home, they like
Miami where she lives.
On a Sunday,
getting lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around,
October's closing in.
gonna catch you for your heart turns December cold, freezing cold, your temperature's low, standing at the door, wanna love you, oh, 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 before you get below zero. Baby, it's gonna take some time, now get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on it. And I ain't got no pride to save you.
Oh, my woman.
I just want you inside to give you
all my loving.
You're losing your soul.
But you call it so switching. Oh, I'm losing hope. Don Julio, taste like water on your lips. You have one too many trips.
Tryna run away from home, they like Miami where she live. On a Sunday, get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around, and the leaves are falling, yeah, and October's cold.
Get below zero. You guys must listen to that song in the comfort of your own space, ne? And really, really honestly listen to the song. The song is about, it's about alcoholism, guys. It's about a girl that is drinking like a fish and she tells people that she's soul searching, but in the process of her soul searching, she's losing pieces of her soul and her lips taste like the liquor that she drinks. He says that Don Julio tastes like water on your lips. You know, when you say water on your lips, it's something that is a common thing. It is something, music. It's like a common thing that is always there because water is always on your lips because you always drink water. Now, when somebody says that alcohol tastes like water on your lips, now every time you kiss them, there's always the breath of alcohol that is there. December cold, you know, freezing cold because it's cold out there and he doesn't have the pride to save her or say that you're my woman, you know, like, hey, Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips. Mm-mm-mm. For the ones with alcoholic chicks, I feel for you guys. I feel for you. I feel for you. Apparently you guys are seeing beneath the beautiful, but hey.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Oh,
up if you try it. You built your wall so high no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your curtain?
Beautiful tonight, because I think that you're beautiful even in the daytime, even in the nighttime, even in the morning, and even in the blazing heat of Namibia's summers. I think you're beautiful in every single season, in every single look. I think that you are amazing. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are finally on number 25 and swap apartments. Swap apartments with a friend for a night. Assuming you trust each other, why not? A change of scenery can work wonders, and it's always fun to see how someone else lives. I once read that intelligent people are never bored because they are always curious. You're smart, start exploring. If you keep your mind engaged and fresh during your downtime, you'll have far more passion and focus when it's time to get productive. And with that said, right? Try a new environment. Go live at your sister's place, and then she comes and lives at your place for a weekend or a week or a couple of days. What's gonna hurt you? Not unless you've got, like, you know, baggage. Like, you know, a man. But you can go and sleep somewhere else, guys. You can go and just try. Swap apartments. Eh? You and your married friends. Swap houses. Swap houses for just one day, assuming that you guys trust each other, of course. But without further ado, I'm saying a goodbye to you guys. I'm wishing you guys a wonderful and exciting rest of the weekend. I am saying stay with me like Sam Smith when he was thinner, and also when he was starting out, and now he's just making beautiful music, and he's also just within himself. It is beautiful to see how jealous we could be of the rain.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need.
so emotional. No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see, but darling, stay. Won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see, but darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you every second that I look at you, you're perfect to me. Every little moment that I spend with you is so amazing. You're my weakness. Don't you ever go, I'll always want you. I'll go to war, I'll always love you. Treat you right. You're perfect to me.
Let me love you now. Let me hold you now. I've been sitting wondering, I can make you mine. I can love you right. Baby, you're my everything.
Let me love you now. Let me hold you now.
I've been sitting wondering,
I can make you mine.
If you believe in love, tell me why you hide it. Tell me why you're always running.
Come on closer.
If you believe in us, take me where your heart is. Take me where your mind is floating.
I wanna be where you are.
Oh, don't you ever go. Always want you. I go to war. I will always treat you right. Oh, 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 oh. Every day, call me and I'll hold you. Despite the past, I always treat you right.
You're perfect.
Sitting wondering, I can make you mine. I can love you right.
You walked into the room and now my heart's been stolen. You took me back in time to when I was unbroken. Now you're all I want, and I knew it from the very first moment. Cause the light came on when I heard that song, and I want you to sing it again.